last month I talked to you about God's desire for a close relationship with us.
上个月我跟大家讲到，神是渴望跟我们有一个亲密的关系。
How he works, has worked to draw us close to him.
他怎样在努力的让想把我们把跟他拉得更近。
He doesn't just say to us, "All right, if you want to be my children, it's up to you to do your part. I'll stay here and wait for you."
神没有说啊，你们说如果想做我的儿女的话，就请到我这儿来，我反正在这儿等着你们，你们来不来是你们的事儿。神没有这么说。
He pursues us.
神是在追求我们。
He seeks us.
他在寻找我们。
And we looked at that last month.
上个月我们看到这些。
But you might ask, well.What am I supposed to do?
也许你会问，那我该做些什么呢？
What does God ask from me?
神要我做什么呢？
I used to, my job was mostly teaching piano.
我曾经过去呢，我是个钢琴老师，所以我常常是要跟大家教钢琴课。
And as part of that, very often I would observe young piano teachers and watch their lessons and then give them suggestions.
因为我是教钢琴的，所以我经常会观察这些年轻的钢琴老师，我会给他们建议，就告诉他们应该怎么去教的。
There was a teacher who was not doing very well.
有一个钢琴老师教的不怎么样。
Their students always wanted to quit.
他的学生就总不想跟他学下去了，总想要退学。
And they said,Would you watch some lessons and tell me what's wrong?
所以他们就有人跟我建议说，你要不要去听听他的课，给他提些建议，看看究竟怎么回事。
And so I sat and watched a lesson.
所以我就坐那儿听他讲课。
The student would play.
然后学生们就开始弹琴。
And the teacher would say, "That wasn't very good. You need to do it again."
老师就会说，这弹得不太好，你再来一遍。
The student would play again.
然后学生就再弹一遍。
It still wasn't very good. Try again.
还是不太好，你再来一次。
And for 30 minutes, just they kept doing it over and over.
所以半个小时里，这个学生就是不停的一遍一遍弹。
Never did the teacher say, "This isn't good, and this is what you need to do different."
结果这个老师一直在说你弹的不对，可是他从来就没有去演示一下说对的应该是怎么样弹。
Just,
所以学生就一遍一遍的弹。
Just, it's not good. Try again.
老师总是就只会说这弹的不好，再来一次，再来一次。
And that's very frustrating.
所以这学生就很有挫败感。
I met with the teacher after the lesson.
所以听完课之后，我就跟这个老师见面。
What do you think?
我说你是怎么想呢？
I said it wasn't very good.
然后
try again.
这老师问我说：“您觉得我教的怎么样？”我说：“这不太好，你再来试一次。”
And
I
said,
我用他的话来跟他讲。
What do I need to do different?
然后老师就说：“那我该做些什么呢？我该怎么样做？”
I said that.
这就是问题所在。
That's exactly what your students are asking.
你的学生也在问这个。
What do I need to do different?
我弹得不好，那我怎么样才能弹得更好？
I have good news this morning.
所以这个星期我们有好消息。
God is not a bad piano teacher.
老师不是一个坏的一个钢琴老师。
He doesn't just say to us, "Well, that's not very good. Try again."
神不是这样的一个坏的钢琴老师，他不会跟我们说你做得不够好，再来一次，再来一次。
He gives us very clear and simple instructions. This is how I want you to live as my children.
神给我们非常清楚、非常明白的指示，告诉我们，我要你成为我的儿女，这是你应该做的。
The book of Deuteronomy is Moses' last sermon to the children of Israel.
我们知道，这《生命记》是摩西对这个以色列的民众的最后一次讲道。
They're getting ready to go into Canaan.
他们已经准备好要进入。
And Moses is saying to them, "When you get there, this is how God wants you to live."
摩西跟他们讲，当你们到了迦南地，这就是神要你们这样生活。
If you live this way,
如果你这样生活的话，
the God who brought you to Canaan will care for you and protect you.
把你们带进迦南美地的这位神会帮助你，会照顾你，会保护你。
He will live in close relationship with you, and you will please him.
他要跟你建立一个非常亲密的关系，而且你会得到讨神的喜悦。
And today,
那今天呢？
God says to us,
神也对我们说，
I love you.
我爱你。
I want a close relationship with you.
我想要跟你有亲密的关系。
And here is how I want you to live as my people.
作为我的子民，这就是我要你需要去让你去遵循的生活方式。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
我们翻到《生命记》第十章。
Starting at verse 12, the scripture is printed on the front of your bulletin.
我们的周报上都有《生命记》的十章十二、十三节。
Now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you?
以 色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？
He gives them the question, what does God require?
神问，这边摩西问了大家一个问题，神所要的是什么？
And then he gives the answer.
而且也给，后面给出了。
To fear the Lord your God.
只要你敬畏耶和华你的神。
To walk in all his ways.
遵行他的道。
To love him.
爱他。
To serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
尽心尽性侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例。
And to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today.
就是我今日所吩咐你的。
God said, "Do you want to know how to live for me?"
神说，你想要知道怎么样来为我而活吗？
Do you want to know how to please me?
你知道怎样才能讨我的喜悦吗？
I'm not just going to say to you, "Oh, that wasn't very good. Try again."
神不会说，哎，做得不好，再来一次。
Instead, he says, "Let me give you five very simple rules."
神说，我给你五个非常简单的一些条例，要你去遵守的。
And so this morning, I want us to look at these five things that we have to do to please God.
所以今天上午我们就一起来看一看这五条这个诫命是怎样去遵守。
God says to Israel.And he says to us,
神对以色列说，也对我们
说 Do these five things, and I will be pleased with you.
做这五件事，那么你就会讨我的喜悦。
Number one, he says, fear God.
第一个是敬畏耶和华。
Now, for most of us, when we think of fear, it's a negative term.
我们说到这个 fear, 敬畏这个词，也可以理解为是害怕、恐惧。
If I said to you,
听起来是负面的一个词。
What are you afraid of?
如果我问你，你害怕什么？
You might say, "Well, I'm afraid of snakes."
你可能说我怕蛇。
I'm afraid of dying.
我也害怕死。
Or I read and I could understand the thing most people fear more than dying is having to talk in front of people, giving a message, a speech.
我们可能听说有人觉得比死更可怕的是在公众面前要演讲，很多人是这件事对他们最害怕。
I read most people are more afraid of that than dying.
我看到有很多的。书上都讲说有的人对这个公众演讲的那种恐惧心理比他怕死都更可怕。
And I read that and I thought, so the worst thing in the world would be to die and have to preach your own funeral.
所以牧师说我现在明白了，这世界上最可怕的两件事，一个是死，第二个就是需要在你自己的葬礼上讲话。
But in the Bible, fearing God is not a negative term.
但是在圣经上，敬畏神可不是一个负面的词。
It means to respect him.
这个敬畏的意思在这里是尊重。
To live in awe of His presence.
在神的面前，神在你面前的时候，你要有这种敬畏之心。
When a Jewish worshipper went to the temple, they prepared very carefully.
一个犹太人要进到会堂去敬拜的时候，他是做了非常准备、仔细的准备工作。
Because they knew I am going into the presence of God.
因为他们知道他们是去跟神见面。
I fear Him. I respect Him.
我尊重神，我敬畏他。
It is a recognition of who God is.
是认识到神就是神。
It is respect for His power and His majesty.
是尊重神的能力和他的威严。
I was teaching in Russia.
我曾经在俄罗斯讲过课。
And someone took me to visit a Russian Orthodox church.
所以有人带我去俄罗斯的一个东正教的教堂。
And there were no chairs.
教堂里没有椅子的。
And I said, "Where are the chairs?"
我说那椅子都到哪去了？
And they said, "We never sit down in the church."
他们说我们敬拜的时候从来是不坐下的。
I said, "Why?"
我问为什么呀？
They said, "When we come to church, we are coming into the presence of the King."
他们说我们去教堂里，我们是跟神、跟我们的王、君王见面。
And in Russia, we never sat down in the presence of a king.
在俄罗斯，在国王、君王的面前，我们是不会。
Now I'm glad we get to sit.
我很高兴我们有椅子可以坐。
But they understood something about fearing God.
但是他们对于敬畏神，他们真的是有切身的体会。
Respecting Him.
首先是尊重神。
This is not a negative fear.
这种敬畏感可不是。
This is not a tyrant.
也不是一个暴君。
It is a God who loves us.
而是爱我们的神。
But it is a God of majesty and power.
但是这个神又同时是有能力、有威严的神。
And so we honor him, we fear him.
所以我们必须要尊荣神，必须要敬畏他。
One of my favorite verses from the Old Testament is Exodus chapter 20, verse 20.
我们在旧约里我最喜欢的经节有一个经节就是出埃及记的20章20节。
Moses said to the people,
摩西对百姓说
Do not fear.
不要惧怕。
Remember that part. Don't be afraid.
记住，不要害怕。
And then he tells them why.
然后摩西告诉他们为什么。
Because God has come to test you.
因为神降临是要试验你们。
That his fear may be before you.
叫你们时常敬畏他。
That you may not sin.
你不致犯罪。
Moses says to Israel,
摩西对以色列百姓，
God wants you to fear him.
神要你们敬畏他。
And if you fear him,
如果你敬畏神，
then you don't need to be afraid.
你就 不必惧怕。
Nothing else you'll need to be afraid of because you have the right kind of fear of him.
你别的都不用害怕了，因为你对神有这样的敬畏之心。
Moses is saying, when we live in the right respect for God,
神摩西的意思是说，如果我们对神有这样的尊重，
When we fear him,
当我们敬畏他的时候，
he is our protection.
他就会保护我们。
We don't have to fear anything else.
我们再也不必害怕别的什么东西。
Today we live in a world that has lost its fear of God.
今天的世界，我们已经对神失去了这样的敬畏之心。
And when we lose our fear of God, we have chaos.
当我们对神失去这样的敬畏，我们生活在混乱之中。
And suddenly the whole world becomes a frightening place.
突然一下，这个整个世界就变得让我们觉得很恐惧。
Even many Christians today, it seems to me, have lost their fear and respect for God.
甚至很多基督徒，今天的基督徒让我感觉就是他们已经失去了对神的敬畏。
And when that happens, the church no longer influences our world.
当这样这种事情发生以后，我们的教会对这个社会、对世界就不会产生影响。
Moses says there's always something to fear.
摩西说，这世界上总有让我们感到害怕的东西。
So as Christians,
作为基督徒来讲，
we fear God.
我们必须要敬畏神。
And we don't have to fear anything else.
只要敬畏神，我们就不必害怕别的东西。
What does God require? Number one, Moses says, fear God.
神所要的是什么呢？第一就是敬畏神。
Number two.
第二。
What does the Lord require? To fear the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways.
神所要的是什么呢？要敬畏耶和华你的神，要遵行他的道。
When I read that walking in his ways, I always think back to the Garden of Eden.
我读到这个遵行他的道这一句的时候，我常常要想到伊甸园里。
When God comes down every night and in the cool of the evening, he walks with Adam and Eve.
在每天天气凉风的时候，就是傍晚的时候，神就会到来到伊甸园里跟亚当夏娃同行。
They spend time together.
他们一起花时间在一起。
They talk, they visit.
他们彼此交流，彼此交谈。
All through the Old Testament, the word walking describes the relationship between God and man.
在整个旧约里，这个当到说到这个同行这句的意思，都是表在描述人和神的关系。
Genesis 5, Enoch walked with God.
创世纪第五章二十四节，以诺与神同行。
Genesis 6, Noah was a righteous man and walked with God.
在创世纪第六章九节讲到挪亚，挪亚是个义人，他与神同行。
Walking is about relationship.
同行是代表是一种关系。
Hope Sound Bible College just started a new semester.
我在这个 Hope Sound 这个圣经学校，圣经学院刚刚开始一个新学期。
Students come from all over.
然后各地的学生都来了。
But already you can go down, drive down the street.
然后你从这个街上开车过去的时候。
And this boy and this girl are walking.
你就看到一个年轻的男生跟一个女生在一起走路。
Within the next few weeks,
然后几周以后，
these boys will start to say to this girl,
然后这个男孩子就会对这个女生说话。
Would you walk with me down to the beach?
你想要跟我一起到海边去走走吗？
Now I have told the students in my class,
我在我的班上也跟学生。
Because I know they're freshmen and not smart.
我知道他们是大学新鲜人嘛，所以不够聪明。我曾经问过他们。
Young ladies.
年轻的姑娘们，
when that boy says, "Will you walk with me?"
当那个男孩子说，你能不能，你愿不愿意跟我一起走一走？
It doesn't mean that he looked at you and thought she really needs exercise.
那男生的意思可不是说，哎呦，他需要锻炼了，可能有点胖，需要锻炼走一走。
Walking is about relationship.
这样同行一起走路是在建立一个关系。
Walking is, I want to know you better. I want to spend time with you.
一起走一走是说我想要了解你，我想要知道你更多。
And Moses says, this is what God calls his people to do.
所以摩西在这说，神就是这个意思，他也邀请他的子民们跟他同行。
To walk with him.
和他同行。
To spend time with him.
跟他花时间在一起。
To enjoy his presence.
能够来享受神的同在。
And here's the key.
这边的关键是。
As we walk and build a relationship with God.
当我们与神同行，跟神建立一个亲密的关系，
we grow closer and closer to him.
我们就跟神的关系越来越近。
We enjoy him more and more.
我们会更加的享受他的同在。
No longer is it about just coming on Sunday and sitting in our seat and listening and saying, "Okay, I went to church."
而不是说我们就是星期天到教会来，往那正襟危坐，然后听一听就说啊、哦，我已经去了教会了，今天的事就做完了。
It's a relationship.
而是一个关系，跟神的关系。
It's spending time together.
是与神花时间在一起。
My wife and I went out to eat Friday night.
星期五的时候，我太太跟我一起出去吃饭。
And we just sat and talked for a long time.
我们就坐在那吃饭，会聊天很长时间。
But this morning, when I was remembering that, I can't remember what we talked about.
今天早上，当我想起来我们昨天去吃饭谈了些什么呢？我一想不起来谈什么，好像说了些什么都想不起来。
And I said to Sue, "What did we talk about on Friday?"
我就问太太说，我们聊了些什么呀
？A bunch of things.
聊了很多事情。
You see, it doesn't really matter.
所以真的，你聊什么并不重要。
We just enjoyed being together.
我们只是享受彼此在一起的时间。
And God wants a relationship with each of us.
神也希望跟我们每个人都有这样的一个关系。
Not where we come to Him and say, "Okay, it's time to pray."
不是说我们来到神面前说啊，现在是祷告的时间。
God, please do this.
神，你现在请做这件事，写下来。
I need to praise you, God, check.
啊，我还需要赞美神，好，做了。
I need help on this, check.
我也需要神帮助我做这件事，然后。
I did this, I'm sorry, check.
哦，这件事做错了，不应该，然后再 check.
No,
不是这样的。
Sometimes He just wants us to come and say, "God, I want to spend time with you."
神是希望我们能够常常来到他面前说，神啊，我希望跟你花时间在一起。
I want to walk with you.
我想要与你同行。
And we open His Word and we read what He says.
当我们打开神的话语，我们就来读一读神要跟我们说什么。
We talk to Him.
我们就等于在跟他讲话。
Just talking.
就是这样聊天。
God, you know what is happening in my life.
神，你知道我生命之中在发生些什么事儿。
I don't really understand this.
我也不理解为什么会这样。
Would you help me with this?
神，你能不能帮助我
？A friend who we enjoy talking to.
神就是我们的一个朋友，我们愿意，我们喜欢跟他聊天。
It's about a relationship.
因为这是一个建立一个关系。
I read to you from Genesis 5. Enoch walked with God.
与创世纪第五章讲到以诺与神同行。
Here's the neat thing about Enoch.
关于以诺的事，我们来听听看。
We know almost nothing about him.
在圣经上，我们几乎不完全不了解以诺。
There's nothing in the Bible that indicates he was famous.
在圣经上也没有讲到说他是个著名的人物。
No great achievement.
好像也没有做什么大事。
There's no book of the Bible named the Book of Enoch.
也没有一本书是说以诺书，没有这样一本。
Nothing.
是关于他，我们了解的。
The only thing we know about him is this.
我们对于以诺唯一的了解是什么呢
？He lived in a very wicked time right before the flood.
他是在大洪水来临之前一个非常邪恶的时代生活。
And he walked with God.
他与神同行。
And Hebrews 11 tells us he pleased God.
希伯来书十一章第五节是说他得到了神的喜悦。
That's it.
这就是关于以诺。
It doesn't say he built a big business.
我们也不知道以诺没有说以诺曾经建了很大建立很大。
It doesn't say he wrote some books.
也没有说以诺写了一些圣经上的书卷。
It just says he walked with God.
圣经就他与神同行。
He built a relationship with God.
他与神建立了一个亲密的关系。
And when God looked at his life.
神看到他的人生命
He said,
神说
I'm happy with Enoch.
我对在以诺那里得到了
He walked with me.
他得我的喜悦他与我同行
He walked with God in a wicked world.
以诺在一个邪恶的时代与神同行
You see, some Christians think, well, yes, I could walk with God if I lived back in the Bible.
有的基督徒说哎呀我如果是在圣经时代跟你生活的话我也可以跟神同行。
It was probably easy back then.
因为那时候可能容易一点呢。
But you can't be that close to God if you're in my business.
但是你可能这个基督徒可能说你要是在我的这个生意场上在我所面对的生活之中
You can't be that close to God if you live in my sinful world.
如果你在我这样一个邪恶的时代生活也许你也知道跟神同行真的不容易哦。
You can't be that close to God if you're busy like I am.
你像我这么忙的话，你没法跟神有亲近的关系啊。
But Enoch lived in a world that was so wicked that God is getting ready to destroy it with a flood.
但是你知道吗？以诺所生活的时代有多么邪恶？神甚至想要用大洪水把整个世界毁掉。
Genesis says all they thought about was evil continually.
创世纪说，在那个时代，人们所想的都是邪恶的念头。
And in that world,
就是在那样的时代
，a man named Enoch said,
一个叫以诺的人说
，I don't care what everyone else does.
我不关心别人是做什么。
I am going to walk with God.
我要与神同行。
I'm going to live in relationship with Him.
我要与神建立一个关系。
And God looked at him and said,
神看着以诺说
，That man pleases me.
这个人讨我的喜悦。
Walking is about relationship.
同行就代表着是建立关系。
Now let me tell you one reason walking becomes a struggle for some of us.
我想要跟大家说明一下，为什么与神同行对我们来说有时候很困难。
Walking is relationship.
因为同行是建立一个关系。
And all through the Old Testament, you see people who it says they walked in the sins of their father.
我们在创世纪里经常会看到这一句，这些人他们在他们父亲。行他们父辈所走的路。
Kings like Abijah, he walked in the sins of his father.
比如那时候的这些王，我们看到那时候这个以色列有很多和犹大有很多邪恶的王，他们亚比亚行他父亲在他以前所行的一切恶。
Here's what I want you to see.
我想要你看到的是
，You never once read in the Old Testament about a king who walked in the sins of his father and who walked with God.
你从来不会在创世纪旧约上读到一个王行他父亲所行的恶道，同时又与神同行。
It's impossible.
因为这不可能的。
You cannot build a relationship with God while you are holding on to a relationship with the sin that God hates.
因为你不可能与神建立一个亲密的关系，而同时又在与那些神所恨恶的一些邪恶的事情，在做那些事，行在这些罪中。
I don't do counseling.
我不做辅导。
Here's one reason.
这是一个其中一个原因，就是
I'm no good at it.
我做辅导做不好。
A boy came to me at the college and he said, I need help.
一个大学生曾经来找我说我需要帮助。
Would you talk to me?
你能不能跟我谈谈？
And I made a mistake and said, okay.
我当时是犯个错，我说好啊，谈谈吧。
And he said, you know, I really, really like this girl.
他说我真的是很喜欢这个姑娘。
I said, yeah.But I really, really like this girl too.
我也还喜欢那个姑娘。
I said, "Yeah, you're right. You're in trouble."
然后我说你确实是遇到问题了，遇到困难了。
He said, "What should I do?"
他说我该怎么做呢？
I said, "Move."
我说你就搬家吧。
You cannot walk with two girls at the same time.
因为你不能在同一时间跟两个姑娘同行。
Young men, remember that.
年轻人可要记住这一点。
That will help you someday.
有一天也许会帮到你啊。
Much, much more importantly.
最更重要的是。
Christians.
作为基督徒。
You cannot walk with God.
你不能与神同行的同时。
And walk with the sin that God hates.
又与神所恨恶的罪同行。
Amos.
阿摩斯书。
Can two walk together unless they're in agreement?
阿摩斯书说二人若不同心岂能同行呢？
Israel was trying to walk with God and walk with sin at the same time, and the prophet Amos said that's impossible.
阿摩斯说就以色列人想与神同行，同时又在罪中同行，这是不可能的。
The New Testament says the same thing.
这是新约也是说同样的事。
First John 1, if we say we have fellowship with him, with God,
约翰一书讲到我们若说是与神相交却仍在黑暗里行。
While we walk in darkness,
仍在黑暗里行。
We lie and do not practice the truth.
就是说谎话，不行真理的。
What is John saying?
那约翰在说什么呢？
How am I going to live a life that pleases God?
我怎样过讨神喜悦的生活？
I'm going to live in fear, respect of Him.
我要敬畏神，尊重他。
And then I'm going to say I want to walk with Him.
然后我要与神同行。
And if I really mean that.
如果我真正的想要与神
If I really want a relationship with him,
如果我真正的想与神有一个关系
I'm going to say, God,
我会说神
Is there anything in my life that doesn't please you?
我的生命之中是不是有不讨你喜悦的地方
Is there anything in my life that when I read in God's word it says, don't do that?
我的生命之中是不是有一些事情让我在读圣经的时候我想到哦应该做这样的事
Because God, I want to walk with you.
因为神，我想与你同行。
And so, if there's anything that makes you unhappy,
如果我生命之中有任何事不讨你的喜悦
you show me.
神你显示出来告诉我
and I will put it away because I want to please you. Moses says, what does God require? Walk, fear him. Walk with him. And the third, to love him. Now in the Old Testament, the word love has two ideas. The first idea is the one that I think we're most common with. Most familiar with. And that is a commitment that we give our life to someone. That's the idea that Jesus uses in the New Testament. When he says, whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. To love God means to be completely committed to him, to take up a cross and say, I would die for him. But there's another idea of love in the Old Testament that I want you to see. It's a very simple idea and one that I did not recognize for a long, long time. And that is this. It's the idea of enjoying someone or something. We use the same word this way. One of my favorite meals is beef noodle soup. Anybody here like beef noodle soup? Very many. That's too bad. Okay. And so if you say to me, what would you like to eat? I would say, I love beef noodle soup. It just means I really enjoy it. You don't have to say to me, I'm going to force you to eat this. I enjoy it. God wants people who say, I love him. Yes, I love him in the sense of I am completely committed to him and I would die for him. But also, I love him and enjoy his presence. I don't go to church because I'm a Christian and it's my duty. I go to church because I love God and I enjoy being with him. I really like coffee. More than beef noodle soup. And so every morning, I don't make coffee. My wife makes coffee. And the first thing I do is get out my coffee cup. Also in the morning, I get my coffee, I get my Bible. I find my favorite chair. And I sit down and I read the Bible and drink my coffee. But I was thinking about Deuteronomy 10. This word, love. I'm drinking my coffee and I'm reading my Bible. And all of a sudden, this is what struck me. No one ever says to me, my wife never says, now you have to drink your coffee this morning. No. I want to do it. I love coffee. And I'm reading my Bible thinking, do I read this because I enjoy it, I love it? Or is it because, well, I'm a Christian, and so this is what I have to do. I don't say, I'm a coffee drinker, so I have to drink coffee. And I don't want to say, I'm a Christian, so I better read the Bible. I want to have a heart that loves God.
我想要有一个真正爱神的心。
That says, God, it's time for us to talk.
所以我想要对神说，主啊，现在是我们一起聊天的时间了。
This is the time when I get to hear from you.
因为这就是我读经的时间，就是我听你讲话。
Why?
为什么？
Because I love you.
因为我爱主。
And it brings me joy to be with you.
当与神在一起的时候，我非常享受。
God is looking for people who love being with Him.
神就在寻找愿意跟他花时间在一起，享受与他同在的。
Who love reading His Word?
我们，他们爱读圣经。
Who find joy in it?
他们在里面发现喜乐。
Moses said, "Fear God."
摩西说要敬畏神。
Walk with God.
要与神同行。
Love God.
要爱神。
And then he said,
然后摩西说，
"Serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul."
要全心全意地去服侍神，尽心尽性侍奉他。
To serve is the idea of a slave, a servant.
我们说到这个侍奉，好像常常会想到奴隶的这么一个形象。
And what is the job of a servant?
一个仆人，一个奴隶的任务是工作是什么呢？
Job of a servant is to serve.
一个仆人的工作当然就是去
I was teaching a Bible study. And I asked this question. If you ask a servant, what is your job? What will he say? And one of the students said, yes. And I thought, that's not the right answer. I asked again, I said, what is the job of a servant?
然后我又问了一遍，我说一个仆人的工作是什么呢？
And the student said, yes.
那个学生说，是。
And I thought, well, now this is a Chinese student.
然后这是个中国学生。
And maybe their English isn't very good.
说不定他们英文不大好，所以没有点。
And so they don't understand the question.
也许他不明白我问的是什么。
And so I said again,
so 我又问了一遍,
if you are a servant,
如果你是个仆人,
what is your job?
你的工作是什么?
And the student was thinking,
这个学生在想,
he doesn't know English very well.
这麦博士的这个英文不怎么样嘛?
He keeps asking the same thing and he doesn't understand.
因为同样的问题他一遍一遍地问,什么意思?
And the student looked at me and said very clearly,
所以这个学生就看着我很清楚地说,
the job of a servant is to say, Yes.
一个仆人的任务，他的工作就是回答说是。
And I realized, yeah.
然后我意识到。
That's exactly the job of a servant.
没错，他答得很对啊。作为一个仆人，他就是主人说什么他就说是。
Whatever the master says.
因为无论你的主人说什么。
The servant's job is to say yes.
这个仆人的任务就是回答说是。
The servant doesn't say, this I can do.
那个仆人不会说，这事儿我能做。
Yeah, I like this.
我喜欢这个。
Okay. No, I don't want to do that.
我不想做那件事。
I really don't like mopping the floor. No, I'm sorry. You have to find someone else for that.
我现在不想拖地板，所以你去找别人干吧。
The servant's job is to say yes.
一个仆人的任务工作就是说是，不管主人是什么吩咐。
And being a servant of God.
所以作为神的仆人。
Serving God is saying yes.
侍奉神也意味着要说是。
He says, "Serve Him with all your heart."
他说要尽心尽意侍奉神。
A complete and total surrender to whatever He asks us to do.
降服，不管神说什么，让我们做什么，我们都去做。
You see, to serve God means we say yes before we even know what all He's going to ask for.
所以去侍奉神就意味着我们甚至不知道神要我们做什么的时候，我们就已经。
It seems to me that many Christians live in this constant negotiation with God.
我感觉很多基督徒是在不停地在跟神在这做交易。
Day after day after day.
每一天一天一天的。
They read what God says.
他们来读一读神要他们做什么。
Don't do this.
神说不要做这个。
And they think, but I like doing this.
他们就在想那怎么办呢？
And so they argue with God about it a few days.
他们就跟神要讨商讨一下，要谈判。
And finally, they say, "Okay, God, I'll do that."
最后他们才说啊，好吧，我要做吧。
And now they feel pretty good for a while. There's peace.
然后他们决定要做以后呢，心里有平安。过一段时间以后。
But then God shows them something else.
然后神又给他们一句话。
I want you to do this.
我想让你做这个。
I don't want to do that.
我可不想做这事儿。
No.
No, no, 不要做。
And they argue.
然后又再跟神再争论，再去谈判。
And finally, they say, "Okay, God, I will do it."
最后他们终于妥协了，说好吧，我
就这么做。
然后他们又开始有平
安。And they go through their whole life this way.
他们整个人生就是在这样过。
Struggling with everything God tells them to do.
他们在为神让他们做的每一件事都在心里挣扎。
That is a very unhappy way to live.
这样的生活方式说实在的不开心。
Because we're always in a struggle.
因为我们总是在挣扎之中。
God would love to have us say.
神想要听到我们说。
God.
神。
I don't know the question yet.
我还不知道您的问题是什么。
But the answer is.
但是我的答案是。
Yes.
是。
Because I love you.
因为我爱你。
And I know you love me.
我也知道你爱我。
And I know that whatever you call me to do is going to be for my good.
因为我知道你要我做的每一件事都是为了我的好处。
I trust you.
我信靠主。
And so the answer is yes.
所以我的答案就是是。
Do you understand how much easier that would make the Christian life?
你明白吗？这样我们的做基督徒，我们的生活生命会简单的多。
Because now I wouldn't have a bunch of battles to struggle with.
因为我不需要每天在为这些箭头在挣扎了。
I've already said.
我已经说了。
Yes.
是。
And now it's easy.
所以就容易多了。
One of the keys to this is trusting God.
但是这里边的一个关键是要信靠神。
Knowing, truly believing, He wants the best for me.
真正的相信，而且知道神是为了我的好处。
And one of the keys is what I just said, loving God.
关键就在于我要爱神。
Because you see, if I love him, it becomes easy and it becomes a joy to serve him.
因为如果我们爱他，我们去侍奉他就变得很容易。
If I don't love him, serving him becomes a heavy burden.
如果我们不爱神，我们去侍奉他真的就是个苦差事。
One of my children, I won't say which one.
我有个孩子，我也不告诉你他是谁。
Did not like to wash dishes.
不喜欢洗盘子。
She did not like to cook.
She. 所以是女儿已经露出来了，她也不喜欢去。
I am not telling you which one. You can't tell her.
我没告诉你是我的孩子中的哪一位。
She just didn't like doing any of those things.
她就是不喜欢洗盘子啦，做饭这些事。
And as her father, I was kind of worried.
作为她的父亲，我有点担心。
You know, she doesn't like doing anything she's going to have to do someday.
她有一天总得要做这些事吧？这是做妈妈嘛？
And then she got married.
然后她就结婚了。
And it's amazing.
这很奇怪的是。
She loves to cook.
她开始喜欢做饭。
She loves to keep her house looking nice.
她又喜欢把自己家里收拾得整整齐齐、干干净净。
She loves to wash dishes.
她又喜欢洗盘子了。
And I think why?
我就问为什么。
You didn't love washing dishes for me, and I'm a whole lot nicer than that guy.
但是我可比你老公要好多了，你怎么不愿意给我洗盘子，要乐意给他洗盘子呢？
Now you can't tell him I said that.
你可不能跟我女婿说这事儿。
What's the difference?
问题就是区别在哪呢？
She loves him.
她爱他。
And pleasing him is a joy.
因为讨他先生的喜悦对他来说是让他得了喜乐的事。
When you love God.
如果你爱神。
When your greatest desire is pleasing him.
当你最大的渴慕就是。
It will be a joy to say yes.
去跟神说是。成为会是一个喜乐。
Moses says, "With all your heart."
摩西说要专心的，要全心全意，尽心。
Will there still be times when you don't know what he wants, and so there's a time of uncertainty? Absolutely.
当然会有时候你不知道神要你做什么，所以你心里会有一些不确定，这是肯定会有的。
Will there even be times when there's some fear and you say, "God"?
也会有时候会有一些恐惧。
I'm willing, but are you sure you're talking to the right person?
你会问神说神。我愿意，可是你确定你没给你找错人了吧
？Because that looks too big. I don't know how to do that.
因为我不知道该怎么做呀，我不知道那件事我怎么做。
But,
但是
，the yes will already be said.
我们必须已经说了是。
There won't be the struggle.
因为这中间不应该有争
论。Fear God.
敬畏神。
Walk with Him.
与神同行。
Love Him.
爱他。
Serve Him.
侍奉他。
And the last thing He said.
最后一件摩西提到的这五条诫命之中呢，还有一个是
，keep his commandments，
遵守他的诫命
，obey him，
顺服他。
You see, if I'm his child，
如果我是他的孩子的话
I'm going to obey him.
我就会去顺服神。
Someone came to me and said, I want to know what the Bible says about an issue.
有个人就过来找我说，我想要知道圣经关于这件事是怎么说的。
And so we looked at a verse.
我们就一块去找这个圣经。
We looked at another verse.
然后又看另一个圣经。
And we looked at another verse.
然后再找一节。
And then they closed their Bible.
然后这个人就把圣经合起来。
And they said, actually, I already know what it says.
他说实际上我已经知道神说要说什么了。
But I don't want to do it.
我只是不想去做而已。
But I have finally figured it out.
但是我最后我找到办法了。
The Bible says God is my friend.
这圣经上说神是我的朋友。
And a friend doesn't try to tell you what to do.
一个朋友不会跟你讲你必须要这么做怎么做。
So I don't have to obey God. I just have to be His friend.
他说所以我就不需要顺服神，我只要把他当我的朋友就好了。
And I said I have some really really sad news for you.
我就跟他讲我有些坏消息要告诉你。
What's that?
是什么呀？
I said, listen to what Jesus said about his friends.
我说你听听耶稣对于他的朋友，关于他的朋友是怎么说。
John 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
If you love me,
如果你们若爱我。
If you're my friend,
如果你们是我的朋友。
You will keep my commandments.
你就必遵守我的命。
I don't love him.
我不爱他。
I'm not his friend if I don't obey him.
如果不服从他，我不是他的朋友。
Abraham is called a friend of God.
亚伯拉罕被称为神的朋友。
And when God said to Abraham,
当神对亚伯拉罕说,
Leave your land,
离开你的父家,
and go to a land that I will show you.
去到我将要显示给你看的地方。
And listen to this.
听听看。
He doesn't even tell him where he's going.
当时神甚至没有告诉亚伯拉罕要往哪去。
He just says, I will show you. You follow me.
神就是说你只要听我的话你走我会告诉你。
And Abraham obeyed.
亚伯拉罕就这样服从了。
Why?
为什么？
Because if I'm a friend of God,
如果我是神的朋友的话,
I will obey.
我会顺服他。
God's law comes out of the heart of a God who loves us.
神的律法是出自一个爱我们的神的心。
And so he gives us his law.
所以他给我们他的律法，他的诫命，是为了我们的好处。
Moses says, keep, obey his commandments.
摩西说，你们要遵守他的诫命。
One word for commandment is prescription.
诫命这个词还有一个另外一种翻译可以叫处方我们就英文里边说
Now if you've been to a doctor
如果你去看医生的话
The doctor gives you a prescription
医生给你开一个处方
And why does he give you that?
他为什么要给你这个处方呢
It's something for your good
因为是为了治你的病对你好
Now you might taste it and say I don't like the taste of this medicine
也许你尝到那药哎呀这么苦我不要吃
But the doctor is giving you that medicine that prescriptionFor your good.
但是神给你这个医生给你开这个处方药是为了治你的病对你好。
And God's commandments.
神的诫命。
Every one of them.
每一个诫命。
Is a prescription for our good.
也是一个处方药是为了我们的好处。
When I was principal of the academy, we had a student who was allergic to peanuts.
我在学校做校长的时候我们有个学生是对
And so we had to be very careful when there was any kind of a party or anything that there were no peanuts.
所以在任何同学聚会的时候啊，干嘛都要小心，不能有花生。
Now imagine this young student saying,
你想想看，这个学生如果说
I don't think the school likes me.
我觉得学校不喜欢我。
They don't ever let me have any peanuts.
他们都不让我吃花生。
Everyone else gets them.
别人都在吃，就不让我吃。
And they won't let me have any. They don't like me.
他们肯定不喜欢我。
Is that right?
这样他这样说是对的吗？
We were doing it.
我们不让他吃花生。
For his good.
是为了保护他。
The commandment, the prescription, was for his good.
神的诫命，就包括像神的诫命，神开的处方，都是为我们的好处。
The Christian life will be much, much easier for you.
如果对基督徒来讲，我们的生活可以容易得多。
If you will understand.
如果我们明白。
That what God calls you to do.
神叫你呼召你做的。
What he commands you to do in his word.
他在圣经里命令我们去做的事
is always
从来都是
for your good
从来都是为了我们好
You see, if we go on in Deuteronomy 10 the very next verses
我们看看这个生命记第十章十四节十五节
After he tells us what God requires those five things
摩西告诉大家这必须要遵守的五条诫命以后
He says this
他说
Behold, to the Lord your God belong heaven and the heavens of the earth and heavens and the earth with all that is in it.
他说看哪天和天上的天地和地上所有的都属耶和华你们的神。
Moses says he's a great God.
耶稣说他是
He owns everything. The heavens and the earth are all his. But listen to what he says next. Yet the Lord set his heart in love on your fathers. You above all people. You're his. He chose you. Moses says, and think about this, how amazing this is. Look around you. God owns everything. But he set his heart on you. He chose you. You might look around and say, I think I could have picked someone more impressive. But Moses says, out of everyone,
out of everything,
God chose to love you and you and me. And he gives his commandments because he loves us so much. He gives his commandments to help us to walk a life that pleases him. To walk with him in love. And so this morning I want to say to you, living a life, the life of a Christian is not difficult. There's no hidden secrets to it. It's walking in his way. It's fearing him. It's loving him. Serving him. It's keeping his commandments. One of my favorite characters from church history. Told this in Sunday school. I don't think I've told about him in church. I hope not. If I have, just remember I'm old and forgetful. So it will help if you're old and forgetful. But a man by the name of Polycarp lived in the first, end of the first century. He'd been a student of the Apostle John. And he became the pastor of the church at Smyrna. When he was 86 years old, the officials in Smyrna were trying to destroy the church. And they decided, if we can get the pastor of the church to deny Christ, the rest of the church will fall. And so they arrested Polycarp and brought him to the arena. They had the stake where they would burn him. And the governor said to Polycarp, you're an old man. Everyone looks up to you. And no one wants to kill you. All you have to do is deny Christ. And I will set you free. Polycarp said, I can't do that. And the governor said, no, you don't understand. You don't have to mean it. You can remain a Christian in your heart. Just say the words, I deny Christ. This is what Polycarp said. 86 years. I have been his servant. And he has never denied me. How can I deny him? And they burned him at the stake. Here's what I want you to see. How did Polycarp make that decision?
这个玻璃甲为什么能够做这样的一个决定？
It was very easy for him.
这对他很容易啊。
Because for 86 years,
因为他活了86年。
He had been fearing God.
他曾经一直都是在敬畏神。
Walking with God.
与神同行。
Loving God.
爱神。
Serving God.
侍奉神。
His whole life
他整个生命
was given over
都已经给了
to God. And when he faced that ultimate decision,
但是在最终他要做出这个关乎他生死的决定的时候，
it wasn't hard to make.
对他来讲，这个决定不难。
And I want to say to you that the key to the Christian life
我想要对你说，这个基督徒生命的一个关键是
is not what will I do if I ever face martyrdom. That's not the question.
问题不是说啊，当我需要寻道的时候，我能做出这样的决定吗？不是
这个问题。The key to living a life that pleases God is not what will I do in some great dramatic test.
我们要过一个讨神喜悦的生活，不是来回答这个问题，说啊，我有一天要寻道的时候，我能不能做出这个决定？不是这个问题。
The key to pleasing God is tomorrow.
讨神喜悦的关键是
in your daily life this week.
而是每一天的生活。在你每天今天明天每一天的生活
walking with him
与神同行
in love and obedience
而且 要尊重要服从神
saying yes to the little things that he said, shows us to do
对神对我们说的小小声说的话我们要说是
because so many times we think oh yes I would obey him in some big thing
因为常常我们会说哦，在那些大事上我一定会听神的话
yes I would die as a martyr and they'll make a statue to you know Saint Randall
如果需要我为神寻道的话我也会为他死也许大家会为我塑一个雕像
but that's not the test
但是神问的不是这个问题
the test
这个神的试验是什么
is when my coworker says something unkind
而是我的同事跟我说了一些很不友好的话
and I want to tell them what they need to hear
我当时就想要给他骂回去告诉他你应该怎么样做
And God says,
但是神跟我说
No
不这么做
Watch your words
你要注意你说的话
Watch your attitude
你要注意你的态度
And that's what Moses says
这也是摩西说的
Is what pleasing God is about
这就是怎么样来讨神喜悦
Day by day
每一天
In the little small things of life
在生活之中生命之中的小小的事情上
walking with God
与神同行
obeying him serving him
顺服他侍奉他
out of a heart of love
是出自于我们爱他的一颗心
let's pray
我们一起来祷告
Dear God would you help us to be people who live lives that please you
神求你帮助我们能够过让讨你喜悦的生活
help us to live in a way that every decision Every choice.
每一个选择
Our question is, what does God want me to do?
我们所问的问题都是神要我做什么
That we will live in a way